NXT Stand and Deliver 2023. I got everything to talk about, including who I think is going to win next. What's up, everyone? Hopefully y'all ready for the WrestleMania episodes, that is, of the show that I did with Dan. If you're hearing this by now, they should already be out wherever you're hearing or watching this. And we break down night one and night two in separate episodes, just so it's not one really long thing. But make sure to check those out. Share the hell out of them. My dream is to see, you know, how many eyes and ears and what kind of number of shares and retweets we can get on all of these. Would make my week and have a really good, you know, number. I'm saying it's been a little bit, you know, well, I've been gone, it's been a rough time, but it's a big weekend of wrestling for the machine. We got both nights of WrestleMania, all kicks off tomorrow at Stand and Deliver, or today, depending on when you're listening to this, or yesterday, I mean, whenever. But it all starts with NXT Stand and Deliver 2023, biggest coined show, at least it's coined, you know, it's the biggest show in NXT history. We shall see. Yeah, I still think they did, you know, Brooklyn, the first takeover there in Brooklyn, I think, or maybe even two, was bigger. Again, time will tell. We have to wait and see. Don't hate me for saying it, but I think it's going to be killer them in Los Angeles. You know, second big show since COVID, you know, outside of the Performance Center in Florida. So really big stuff. And, you know, we'll see. I'm not saying it's not going to be a good thing. I'm not saying I'm not looking forward to it, because there's some great matches on the card. There's some stuff that people are really invested in, the matches I know we're going to deliver. That's not a pun either. No pun intended, but I just got to wait and see, because they've had some big ones back in the day, and I want to see, you know, this is them finally stepping out again, like, because they were always right there for 2.0 there in Performance Center. They finally left in Charlotte, and I was there. I don't want to see what they do here. I think they're going to absolutely kill it. There's some things I'm looking forward to over some other ones, and here we are, the card, in no particular order, even though it might be in the ones I think how they're going to go from, you know, killing, stealing the show to not, kind of, but going to be a really good one. Let's go over all of them, and let's also not forget, sadly, Pretty Deadly is hosting, which means we're going to get our heads hurt at some point throughout the whole entire thing, and who doesn't want a giant migraine headache and that many yes boys? We shall see how much. I think they'll at least be entertaining. And again, there's a lot of people that like them. I'm not taking anything away from them. I respect their ability and the way they do the characters. They just hurt my head to no end. That's the nicest way to put it. But first off, Fallon Henley and Kiana James defend the NXT Women's Tag Team titles against Alba Fire and Isla Dawn. I'm going with Alba and Isla Dawn. Either one of them makes sense, and business-wise it makes sense with either of them, because, you know, everything going on between, you know, what, Brooks, I'm guessing, you know, I don't know. The one with the really bad haircut, the idiot, talented, but the idiot of the group, and Kiana and that whole thing, you know, they can keep doing that without the titles, but them staying champ, you know, champions works. But I really want to see Isla and Alba do something, just because Alba, you know, she came over after doing what she did over there. Vince, you know, changed her name to Alba Fire. We did all of this, and I think her and Isla Dawn could be a very believable thing. I still can't believe Kiana and Fallon beat, you know, those two at NXT Vengeance Day, just because, you know, those two were a team, and to lose to them, they were just thrown together. But I don't know who's going to win it. I think it's going to be a half decent, you know, match. It's going to be good wrestling. It's just there's so much around it, and that's what makes sense for either of them to win, because they can continue their stories, whether these two are keep building in, you know, women's tag division, or those two stay champions. However it works out, it makes sense. So there's that. Andre Chase, Duke Hudson, Tyler Bate, and Thea Hale versus Schism for control of Chase U. I'm going, like, whether it makes sense business-wise, me-wise, Chase U, going to win, you know, especially with Tyler, you know, being there for him to keep going, even though he could take the loss. And really, I'm just going there because, you know, that's what so many of them have done. What would they do with Thea Hale and Andre Chase if they weren't, you know, doing that? That's all they've built them around, and the Schism having it doesn't, you know, it adds nothing, because they're not going to add anyone else to the group. So I think it's going to be a decent match. There's going to be some good wrestling, because they all can wrestle. It's just I just don't see the point in Schism getting control of Chase U and then not being a thing. No, it just doesn't make a lick of sense in my head for them to not do it. So I'm going with that one. Johnny Gargano, Grayson Waller, unsanctioned match. I'm hoping Johnny wins just because we all know how I feel about Grayson. Again, I'm not taking anything away from his in-ring ability. Super talented, super charismatic, can talk. I just don't think he's to that point. He hurts my head. It would be a good ending to Johnny's story after him getting assaulted in front of his wife and, you know, young child with that happening. Be kind of nice if he got the win in this one. Then Johnny can move on. Grayson can keep doing whatever he's doing. He could lose, and it doesn't make a difference. I mean, I watched him lose a steel cage match in person. And since he's moved on to cussing out, you know, doing all the stuff with Sean, and now Johnny, like, he can afford it in my eyes. I hope Johnny does, but I think Grayson's going to get it just because of the way they've been booking, you know, Johnny. Sorry. Now, I haven't liked it. A lot of people haven't liked it. That's the way it is, but I just hope it's a good match and it delivers everything that they can, because that thing can be fantastic if they do it right. But, you know, honestly, just the way Grayson is, I see them giving it to him. Who else could they throw him out? I don't think he's ready to go up yet. I also don't think he's ready to be champion, but having him be, I just don't know him and Gargano. Just hopefully Johnny wins for my sake, but business-wise, it makes sense for Grayson to win. So we shall see. I still think that's going to be, as you see, that's up on the match for what's going to be good, because we know what Johnny can do. So time shall tell. And we have Gallus defending the NXT tag titles versus the Creed brothers and the family. Gallus all the way on the Creed brothers. They've been doing it for so long, doing their thing. Maybe this is their time when they, you know, get called up and all that's finally, you know, done, because that would make sense to me. You know, I don't see Gallus being done. What's the point of giving the titles just to lose it there? I don't want to see Tony D and, you know, Stax get it, you know, for the family. I still don't like the whole, you know, Godfather slash Soprano slash everything, you know, thing of it. They're doing it well. I'm not taking anything away from them, but, you know, Gallus just feels right. They felt right going into Charlotte. The vibe there was all for it, and I think they're still going to be there. And again, I think they have bigger things for the Creed brothers. I really do. Yeah, maybe it's, you know, about that time to finally get them, just because you haven't seen them that much. So maybe a good closing salvo and to add new blood into the tag team division on the main roster. I could be wrong. They could have the family win, the Creed stay down there, and Gallus goes back. I mean, yeah, overseas, who knows? But with all the stuff to get the visas and all that, I don't see them losing. And they're on a roll, and they're putting together good matches. They can wrestle with anyone. So only time will tell, but we all, you know, see. And again, chime in anywhere in the comments. Let me know what you think. I just think Gallus is the right pick at this point, except for, you know, the family. I don't see the Creed's getting it just because I don't see what it would prove. And I think, you know, they've been there for that long. It's probably about time for them to go up. You know, that's my big take on that. NXT Women's Championship ladder match. Here's a good one. And there's a lot that goes into these next three matches. So this is where the majority of all of it's going to come, ladies and gentlemen. Roxanne Perez defending the NXT Women's Championship against Lyra Valkyria, Indy Hartwell, Tiffany Stratton, Gigi Dolin, and Zoe Stark. And I'll tell you why Zoe makes the most sense to me. Valkyria, not happening. Don't see it happening. Indy Hartwell, sorry, don't see it happening. Tiffany Stratton, not yet. Gigi, not there yet. You know, I think she could, you know, possibly handle it. I just don't think, compared to Roxanne or anyone there yet. And I pick Roxanne over Zoe just because Roxanne's moment in the Royal Rumble compared to Zoe. Zoe was in there, you know, for a long time. Roxanne was in there for the blink of an eye and she was out. And I think that was Zoe's test to maybe just call her straight to the main roster without being women's champion. I could be completely wrong, but her going up now after they did that makes sense to me. You know, no offense to Roxanne or all that, you know, doing this anxiety thing and all that she was doing on Tuesday. It makes no sense for her to go up there right away now. Now, battling this anxiety, yeah, you don't want to go to the main roster. You know, all of that, it just doesn't make sense for her to go up. And again, no offense to Valkyrie, not there yet. Indy, not really. Like, they're all over the place with her. Tiffany, not really. She hurts my head. Gigi, not there yet. And I really do think Zoe's going up. I don't think that she's going to be staying down there forever.
Again, I just the way they did the anxiety thing. I always thought it was going to be Roxanne because of the same reasons. Then them doing the my anxiety, can I get in the match? You know, overcoming that. You can't go from that to the main roster like the next night, like, you know, or a couple nights later. It doesn't make any sense. So I see her winning and carrying on. And then maybe Zoe either going to the main roster, I mean, her going to the main roster again. Go back and watch the two comparatively at the Royal Rumble. Zoe was out there doing all kinds of good stuff and was in there for forever. Roxy wasn't. And, you know, that's the big one that decided that on me. You know, for me, you could say your piece. We all know I love Gigi, but I just don't see that happening. You can go again, Spotify for podcasters or Anchor, whatever it's still up as. I know what I typed to get on there, but I know what the website, you know, all that. You know, you can leave a voice message on there, find everything, you know, Wrestling Ski on Twitter. Everything else is the name of the show everywhere. You know, find one of the links. Let me know what you think. I don't think it's time. Obviously, Valkyria, no. Indy, definitely not. That would blow my mind. And I like Gigi. I love her to death of all of them, but I just don't think it's there. And I think Zoe's too advanced, at least with how they seem to want to use her. So going with that one, NXT North America Championship ladder match, Wesley. Look at this ladder match. Might screw that. I don't know. All I'm saying, North American Championship Wesley against Axiom, which they put on a hell of a match. Ilya Dragunov, we know what he could do. JD McDonagh, we know what he could do. And Dragon Lee, I don't see Dragon Lee winning in his first. I don't see Axiom getting it. You know, don't get me wrong. I think everyone in this is talented. I don't see, I see Wes holding on to it just because I don't think, you know, that they're going to want to stick him up on the main roster yet. I think it's still time for him to continue on with this championship. And I don't think, no matter how over he is, no matter how many matches of the night he has, because he stole the show with Dijak and Charlotte, I don't see him, you know, being ready for the next title, the bigger one. And I don't see what they would use them if he isn't doing it. In the matches he's having right now, he deserves to stay champion. So I see him defending it. No offense to Axiom, Ilya, JD, or Dragon Lee. It just makes complete and utter sense for West to keep working with people, because what would you do if he wasn't champion and having, you know, what's his name come back and put MSK together? You know, he's doing so well with this right now. You know, they don't need to put that back together and put them. It's just, I'm sorry. You don't need it. So I think he's going to win 1,000% of the way. If I'm wrong, I'll eat it. You know, it'd be great for Ilya and JD, but I want to see them work with other people, not, or maybe they're going to go back overseas. I don't know, but got to see how it works. I just think Wesley is just too on fire, but I don't think he's ready for the next step yet. And then he'd be in that weird in between if he didn't win right now. And still be trying to, you know, get rematches, but, you know, he'd be in that weird spot, and I don't want to see him do that, and I don't think he's ready to be able to move on. So only reason I'm picking that. And then obviously NXT Championship, Bron Breakker, Carmelo Hayes, Trick Williams, I'm sure he'll be there, but we're all going with Melo. He did his time as North American champion. He's done his time not as a North American champion, building up, you know, to be that guy, and he's obviously, it's him. And then we'll see Bron, you know, show up for an open challenge or somewhere on Monday Night Raw or something. Yeah, the Raw after Mania. It's his time to come up. It's Melo's time to be champion and hold that down. And then start all the new feuds with everyone that, you know, because look at everyone that Braun's worked with. He's worked with everyone pretty much. So this gives us time to have, you know, brand new feuds for all of it, which is really, you know, what it's all about, to test more people and have new matches and all of that. And Braun, what else can he do as champion? And that's a real question. What else can he do as champion? You can't do anything else as champion. So, as weird as it'll be, and I hope he doesn't get lost in the shuffle, it's his time to go up and ascend to the main roster and be done, because Melo's there and ready to hold down the fort and be that guy for NXT. He could talk. He has an idiot sidekick. He can wrestle. Like, he has everything you need to be champion. And it's his time. So, that's what I think. You know, down the board, though. You know, I think there's some that are, you know, slightly more, you know, gray area, like, you know, the women's tag title match. You know, there's that and the Johnny and Grayson Gallus, you know, but there's all my reasonings behind everything. And I think it's going to be a killer, killer show. It's going to be, you know, busy weekend for me. You know, I got racing, wrestling, all kinds of stuff to watch. I mean, I have an iPad and, you know, and the projector going simultaneously, but I really don't care. I'm really looking forward to it. WrestleMania weekend. I can't wait. So make sure you check, if you're done with this, go check out the WrestleMania Night 1 and 2 preview shows I did with Dan Stevens. Really good stuff, and I appreciate all of it. Thank you for watching, listening, Apple Podcasts, Spotify for Podcasters, /Anchor. iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, it's everywhere. Share the hell out of all of them. Let's see how good of a number we can get for a change. That's what I want this WrestleMania weekend. Until we meet again, guys, I appreciate it. Bye.